the milk that just sits there and clabbers, and you don't churn it. Mm-hmm. It'll just be a big old cake or so if you just...
What do you use that for?
You can cook with it if you want to. It makes good biscuits and cornbread. No, it's the same thing as buttermilk, only it's not beat all to pieces. Mm.
Is the people make any kind of cheese out of it?
Well, I never heard of it. Now, I have seen my mother a time or two, not many times, take clabber and put it in a thin cloth and tie that cloth and put it on the outside, you know, it'd be tied up in cloth and then you couldn't get to it and hurt it. Tie it up and let it drip, and it would just drip, drip, drip overnight, and the next day it would be pure old cottage cheese, just like we pay so much for right now. Now, my grandmother tried to tell Mama how to make cheese, this hoop cheese. She said she made a mini hoop of cheese, but Mama never did try it.
Do you ever hear of people eating something called mush?
Oh, yeah.
Or kush, you ever heard of call that?
I've eaten both.
Is it the same thing, or?
No. Mush is made to put it in sweet milk and stir it and stir it and stir it and cook it, you know, cornmeal. And cook it down thick, and then you pour a little sweet milk over it, eat it like cornbread and sweet milk. Mm-hmm. That's mush. But that kush was cornbread crumbled up, and cut up some onions in it, and put it in grease and stir it till them onions is done, and then you take it up out of your grease, and your bread is kind of brown. It's good.
Mm-hmm. You know these great big old black pots that people used to have out in the front yard. Mm-hmm. Do they used to cook in those?
Yeah. If you had a whole lot, I've seen my mother cook hog heads when she'd have several to cook to make sash, you know, put them in. That's what we call a wash pot.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got the first one I ever owned.
Is that right?
It's broke mighty bad though. It's not fit to use, but I keep it. It's real handy to turn down over a low hydrant I've got down there and keep it from freezing. And I was studying about borrowing a wash pot from Claude the other day to borrow our chitlins.
They get lost in them.
Yeah, just 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. And 5 pounds would be enough, no bigger than my family. Mm-hmm. My boy that's retired from the service wrote me, said, when I come home Christmas, I want you to cook me some chitlins just like you used to cook them. And I said, you know what the chitlins are.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I can't get the home children's. I just have to buy me a bucket full, and I'm going to wash them good and put them in and boil them. They may be clean, but I always like to wash them again.
Yes, ma'am.
And boil them good and tender about Saturday. He's coming in Sunday afternoon, Christmas Eve day. And I'm going to boil them good and tender about Saturday and take them up out of that water and pack them in something so they won't can't smell and set them in the refrigerator till. Now we see, we're planning to be at my other son's home. I go up there Sunday morning. Dennis coming after me Sunday morning. Then he's going out to meet WG at the airport Sunday afternoon. And then I'm going to take WG and come on home Christmas evening. Then the next morning, Dennis will come on down. His wife has to go back to work the next morning after Christmas. Mm. And I just have the two boys here, I guess. But I'm going to fix him them chitlins.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I love them, but they may just about kill me.